11 o'clock a.m. August the 23rd. It is the Tiffany Wilkins. I am coming to you guys on this beautiful Friday morning, and it is going to be a great day. It's a beautiful day outside. Looks like later on today we're going to have some weather where I am, so I am going to run errands and call the rest of the day history. I hope you guys are doing well this Friday morning and enjoying the day and preparing for a great weekend. I did not do a podcast on Monday. Mondays are seeming to become very difficult to do because I am exhausted from the weekend. You know, when you're doing a lot on weekends trying to get things crammed in, and Monday rolls around and you're like, and then plus classes started back up on Monday, and I've had a large amount of anxiety about classes. This time, I don't know why, I just feel as if, I don't know if I can continue, but with the strength of God, I am going to do this thing. And I'm only taking one class this term and not two at a time, because two at a time is more stressful than one, so I decided to do one. And guess what? I'm finished all my assignments for the week, so what am I anxious over? Please tell me. I don't know. But anyway, you guys, I'm coming to you guys today. We're going to talk about David and Goliath. We know that everybody knows the story about David and Goliath. Okay, we know Goliath was huge, David was tiny. God used David to fight Goliath. You go read the story, you know what it's about. But I'm going to talk to you guys about David and Goliath, and let's look at your situation in life as you're David and your situation is Goliath. Okay, so I always say God gave David, you know, a slingshot and a rock, a rag and a rock. Your rag and your rock, okay? Slingshot and a rock. And when David realized that he didn't have the strength to fight Goliath, he took his rock and his rag and knocked Goliath down. Killed Goliath, right? If I'm wrong, y'all can email me and tell me I'm wrong, but I don't believe I am. But I want you to think about this situation in your life that is a Goliath, okay? For me right now, it is school. It is school, it is being a mom. It is trying to do all of them at one time. Mom, wife, school, student, doctorate student, all of it at one time is like, whew, okay, this Goliath will not defeat me. And I keep telling myself, this Goliath will not defeat me. I am David in this season of my life where I'm going to take my rock and my slingshot and knock this thing completely down. Meaning that I'm going to pass school. Meaning that I'm going to strive to be the best mom that I can. Meaning that I'm going to be the best wife that I can to my husband. And sometimes all these things can be challenging. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. Like, you don't feel like being a mom, or you don't feel like just doing anything that you're supposed to be doing. And stay tuned, because that'll come a part of my confessions of a stay-at-home mom. And I blog about that. But I look at everything that's a situation to me that I feel like I cannot overcome as a Goliath. I have to defeat it. I have to take my rock and my slingshot and knock it completely out. And being that being said, that's me using my faith to know that I can overcome these situations. That's me using my faith, my strength, because God is my strength. He is the source of my strength, that I know that I can knock this Goliath down. So if you're facing any situation on today that seems like you cannot do anything about it, like sometimes I know it's even hard to pray about it, it's even hard to say, God, help me in this thing, know that this Goliath in your life, it will be knocked down. It will be killed. You will conquer it. You will overcome it. If it's depression, if it's anxiety, if it's finances, if it's I want to go back to school but I can't afford it, if it's I want to go back to school but I don't think I can do it because I'm too old, or is it I'm not the best mom to my children, or is it I don't know how to be a wife, why he want to marry me, or if it's Lord, I don't know how to get connected to you. Defeat that Goliath in your mind with that rock and that slingshot, and you knock it down with your faith. because your faith will sustain you in this season of your life. We get ready to go into a new season. We get ready to go into a fall, and we all know that fall is a beautiful season. It's nice and cool sometimes, and you know that's a harvest season is on the way. So make sure you guys are sowing seeds in this season, because when the harvest comes, you want to make sure you can reap everything that you've sown. But we also have to remember that our faith plays a big part in everything that we do. So if you're battling something mentally, physically, you know, whether it's, you know, anything, like me, I'm going through carpal tunnel right now. I'm going to slay this Goliath because it hurts, but I'm going to get it. I'm an overcomer. We are overcomers. So I just want to encourage you guys to, you know, get that Goliath out your life. Be David on today. Be David for the rest of your life and continue to slay those Goliaths in your life. So I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, on today, I ask you, God, to help my fellow friends and family overcome the Goliaths in their lives, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you give them something to kill that thing with, Heavenly Father, that is hindering them from being the best them that they can be, God. Lord God, I pray right now that you give them something to kill it with, Lord God, so that they can walk in the path that you have destined for them, Heavenly Father. And on today, Heavenly Father, right now, do an immediate turnaround in anything that they have in their life, Lord God, that they seem that they cannot conquer, in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that you hear our cries, Lord God, that you hear our voice, Heavenly Father, and that you continue to answer our prayers, Lord God, and continue to bless us tremendously, Lord God, that you be the lamp unto the feet and the light unto our path as we go out and touch the world, Lord God, that we will be the salt of the earth, God, that we won't lose our flavor, Lord God, as we continue to slay the Goliaths in our lives, that we learn how to slay the Goliaths in our lives and we can teach other people how to do the same thing, Heavenly Father. So right now, we pray that our members have a blessed weekend, Lord God, and that they keep their minds stayed on you, Lord God, and that you will give them perfect peace. I thank you, Lord God, and I give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 So I hope you guys take that short, quick word, and I pray that it blesses you in some way, shape, or form. This is the Tiffany Wilkins. I am striving to be the best me every day. I was able to take some time and refresh and regroup and, you know, and just enjoy being in the presence of God, having those moments of worship and everything. I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready to do what God says to do, and I hope you guys are too. And once again, have a blessed weekend. It's the Tiffany Wilkins. I am signing out. It's Friday. Enjoy the rest of your day.